It is time for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim joins us on a Tuesday morning. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, politics, well over 40 years of experience with those subjects and more. And we say good morning to Mr. Lynch. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody out there. I hope you're enjoying the beautiful morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving this weather. We're going to have some breezy weather here again, but you know, it's been breezy all season. We've had a windy spring like we've never had before, so we're used to the breezes now.
Time to rent or buy a bike and take a good ride.
All right. Well, we've got a lot we can look at and talk about, and I want to start off, we'll get some to real important stuff. But Jim Lynch, no matter how much experience people have, no matter how well honed they are in investing, there's a big lesson to be learned from what Elon Musk is going through with Twitter. That deal is now on hold. And why is it on hold? For something that I've noticed on Facebook, I've noticed it on Instagram. I look at our stats. I look at who comes to our site and stuff. And it's inflated. And, you know, it's plain and simple. Some of the figures that we get from Facebook are just not possible. And those are bots. Those are not people. Those are automatic bots. And what Elon Musk is seeing for his $45 billion investment, he wants an accurate figure about how many people actually use the platform, and not how many people plus automated bots, which aren't people, use the program. I guess you're never too rich or too busy to really investigate something like that. But that's a big problem that goes throughout all. You know, we've got this problem, Jim, with reality, with social media, with the bitcoins. You know, where do you get the true information when something is not regulated?
You certainly don't get it from a braggadocio, a guy who thinks he's God's gift and is very quick to go on Twitter for his own benefit. Of course, I'm talking about Elon Musk, who's already been sanctioned previously by the SEC for having given out information about a deal he wasn't supposed to give out. Like the proof is in the pudding or in the eating. Twitter got up to 50 some on and change, now $37. So Mr. Musk didn't know what he was doing when he entered into this, because what he is now suggesting is he wants all the data on spam. Well, before he put up $45 billion of his money and other people's money, he was supposed to investigate that. That's called investing. By investigating, and he didn't do that. This deal, Twitter is going to go poof, maybe get done at a lower price, but I'd be very careful about Elon Musk going forward. If you haven't noticed already, he's got a very unusual personal life, having married X number of times, I think 5 times, and he's a funny guy. He doesn't keep the house. Gives the house to the woman he divorces, and he lives with friends. Now, that behavior is a little bit beyond the pale, in the sense that if you live with somebody else continually, or people continually, you got to question your stability in terms of being together. Bottom line, this calls into question Telstra, which is now undergoing problems with its exports, or rather its imports from China, from a Chinese factory. The supply chain isn't that great, but people are beginning, I think, to take a second look at Telstra and what it has to offer in terms of how good it really is versus the American companies and other companies that are coming on board. So if you own Telstra, much like Musk has been doing, he's been selling Telstra at higher prices, and he's offered Telstra as part of the payment for this deal. That means there's a lot more shares out there. So if you haven't pruned some salsa, or if you have it in a fund, maybe you should prune that just for the sake of being wise, not trying to call a market.
All right, that is enough on that. But you know, taking a look at what's happening now, and we'll go on to the other side, and that's Bitcoin. Investors now have withdrawn over, now listen to this, $7 billion from Tether. And that, once again, has brought about new fears about stablecoins backing. You know, this market right now is going through a very important stage in its growth or non-growth, and a lot's going to determine what's going to happen with these cryptocurrencies, what comes out of happens to stablecoin and also from Tether. I mean, $7 billion being withdrawn is a lot of money. I don't care, you know, with the money that's being thrown around here, that's a lot of money to be withdrawn.
Well, I'm kind of feeling a little sarcastic this morning. This might be called the throes of death. That's just the kind of a quip, a joke, I don't know. As you do know, Marshall and myself have been very conservative, to say the least, in telling you to avoid Bitcoin. So, first and foremost, for your own investment health, don't get involved with it. Secondly, as we pointed out, Bitcoin is not regulated. Thirdly, all kinds of instruments are made up to market Bitcoin. Now, Fidelity Fund, they're limiting the amount or whatever crypto is going to be used in their accounts, you know, their investor accounts that people put money in. That's a sure sign of something to follow, because if Fidelity is being very conservative, then the other funds in various ways are going to follow suit. And then if they don't and they're wrong, they'll be held out to dry. There's a lot of fraud in Bitcoin. The FBI, I think, is investigating some people they caught. One of the names is Eddie Alexander. This was, I think, last week. And also there's a thing called UST, which supposedly was set up, and there was Bitcoin put up at, in case UST ever went below its dollar value, it's $1. So it's gone below that. It's now 9 cents. And so the manager had to liquidate $3 billion in Bitcoin. So if I would say what this looks like, it looks like the rats might be running. So just stay away from it. I'd follow it if you're interested. It might prove to be a bit of an investment psychodrama.
It's an interesting world we live in. We talk about social media and social media's impact. Well, once again, we saw social media's impact with for just a few seconds, but it was enough. What happened in Buffalo, where once again a live streaming company, Twitch, live streamed a portion of that Buffalo shooting before finally someone very quickly, within a minute, took it down. Social media spreads a lot of joy in our country, with people doing things with cats and dogs and saying happy birthday and everything. But this underbelly of spreading violence and people going to these, this person visited Buffalo 3 times before he did what he did, and I really believe without social media setting up and sometimes idolizing people like this, you look at their pages, and Jim, social media, this is a side of social media that sooner or later has got to be controlled.
Oh, man. This topic was very much on my mind this morning. And our prayers and good thoughts are to the people in Buffalo and various cities, as in California, that have been so brutalized by another human being. That said, this man, this 18-year-old white man, actually, he made a lot of racist and other statements in his school in Binghamton, New York, about 9 months ago. They investigated him. They sent him for a mental attitude check, and they let him go. Now, my first question, where were the parents in terms of him being checked out? What were the parents doing? Why did an 18-year-old get into a car several times and go to Binghamton, New York, go to Buffalo, New York from Binghamton to basically map out what he was going to do? And then he finally went 3 miles, 3 hours rather, to go and shoot up people who happened to be black, who were in this Tops grocery store. Now, the venom that came from his mouth at the time and before the shooting indicates he was racially motivated, namely against black people. Additionally, he had a plan after going from Tops to go down what is Jefferson Boulevard Avenue, I don't know, and take out some more people along that line. So I'm going to get to the biggest thing that you mentioned, Marshall, in a second, namely the Internet and so forth. I do want to just suggest to Mr. Joseph Biden, Mr. Biden, please put back the death penalty for hate crimes on the docket so we can get rid of this scum. However, Mr. Biden, if you don't do that, please allow the New York State Attorney General to prosecute the case. It's a slam dunk. This guy is going to jail for life. I want to see him in a state. I want to see him in Attica so he'll be able to see live people who he does not like. That said, let's get to the Internet. Let's get to the fact we are out of control. Let's talk about this Tucker Carlson, who he comes alive when he starts getting into this negative racial white supremacy kind of talk. He has a colleague of various sorts that assist him, and Murdoch allows him to continue this rant because, folks, it just makes money. And if you look at a lot of things in this country, that's all about. If you look at the scandal of kids getting these loans from banks and now not being able to pay them back, why is it that that law was created that they couldn't go bankrupt? Why? Because the banks who have the money said, we don't want that in there. Now, this leads me into where we're going, which is we are going on the authoritarian trail unless we put a stop to it immediately. We basically have Tucker Carlson, people like him, lesser lights, ignorant people, racist people out there spewing misinformation about blacks, Chinese, Jews, whoever they can spew it about. They are trying to create negativity in this country against people who are anything but white. The idea is let's eliminate these people either by killing them or getting rid of them by not allowing them in the border, and then we will be safe and secure. Much like the Confederacy after the Civil War, that's what the South did while the black man was freed. The new state laws basically inhibit him from a lot of things. Now, I believe Mr. Biden must take the first step, and the first step is go to the Federal Trade Commission. I don't know the legality of it. I don't care what the legality is. I want him to tell them, to tell Carlson he's going to be on American airwaves. Get him off. let them sue. Let's go to the Supreme Court on this. Let's get it out there. Let's get all the witnesses in. And let's call a lot of these Omicrons, mega heads, whatever these crazy are, to the suit. Namely, let's have them as witnesses before the Supreme Court and explain what they're doing with all this negativity. We must out the disease. It's a cancer. Once you discover the cancer, you've got to do something with it. The longer you let the cancer go, the worse it gets and eventually kills you. You folks live in the freest world in the country. You and your ancestors and children have enjoyed the greatest gifts known for a long-term basis on any country. Wake up. Wake up. If you think this is cute, if you think these kind of wisecracks, some of which are worse than wisecracks, are cute, then you will suffer if you don't pay attention to the inevitability of what hate leads to. Hate on this basis leads to authoritarianism. It leads eventually to the denial of your civil rights. We are now looking at the Hitler playbook. Trump began it, and now it's continued in the beer hall mob, similar to Hitler. We have to stop these people. Hitler went after the Jews, and then he went after the Catholics, and then he went after anything, any person that would get the attention of his followers in his attempt to take over the German government. He succeeded. He succeeded. And eventually Germany and Europe had to be brought to its knees to solve the problem. We do not want that. There's a new book out by The Crisis of Power by Ian, I-A-N Bremmer. I've not read it. It was just released today. This man is very, very intelligent, very long-term thinking. He will tell us, as others are telling us now, what this technology is doing to us. Technology is great if it's used in the hands of those who are doing good, who are being honest, who are principled. In the hands of anybody else, particularly those seeking to get power, it is a poisonous drink that they pour into the system. This is not a joke. You might think your son-in-law or your uncle or whatever, oh, they're cute. Oh, they're lambasting Pelosi. Oh, I don't like her anyway. They're lambasting somebody else. Oh, I don't like them anyway. It doesn't matter whether you like them. It matters whether they're doing their job. It matters whether they're being responsible and making your government stay in the freedom land. Now, if you want to laugh, if you don't want to pay attention, enjoy yourself. It won't take long before you'll be in the tear cycle.
A lot to see and to talk about, and we look at the economy, there's three things that I keep bringing this up, Jim. First of all, what's going on in Ukraine with the Russia invasion. The Russian economy has contracted they're now estimating about 17 to 18% since their involvement in the war. Of course, Ukraine, the breadbasket of Europe, has not been supplying the food that they normally supply. There has not been a car sold out of Shanghai, China in 2 months. 2 months. A city of 23 million people and one of the major industrial cities across the world. Now when you take a look here in Connecticut, Jim, we have gas prices now. We used to laugh at, well, we don't have to worry over here. We'll never have gas prices here like they have in California. Well, Connecticut now has about an average of $5 a gallon for regular fuel. Guess what? We're in the top three now in the country with gas prices. There's a whole lot of shaking going on in this economy. You have about a minute and a half left to give some advice to people about investing in this economy.
One, stay safe. Your stock position should be at a level that you're so comfortable you say, oh, gee, maybe I'm too comfortable. That's the place to be. Secondly, I'm now lowering my maturities in governments from 5 years to 4 years ladders. Why? Because the authoritarianism that I see, if we don't pay attention, there's an election in 2024, which is 2 years away. So if we go down that route, then U.S. government bonds might take a hit like everything else. So my portfolios are now set up to create about a 1 or 2 year maturity if and when that hits, and I can get out without much problem. You stay safe, save your money. In terms of the inflation, we're being gouged. If you go to a grocery store, at least here in the New York area, you're going to find they're charging you for a bag. A bag. You can spend $50 and they're charging you for a bag. This inflation is not accurately portrayed. There's a lot of gouging and it's out the pump. You're just going to have to basically slow your spending down. That's all.
All right.
That's the only thing you can do. And also start paying attention to the primaries and the by-elections. We cannot elect madmen or women to the Congress of the United States. So get on a learning curve and look at the dispositions of these people, Pennsylvania, wherever. They are crazies. They're out there supporting a guy who should be in jail, namely Trump, who's a pedophile, who has abused women, who's a fraudster, who's lied, who's created an insurrection, and yet some people are running on his coattails. Should tell you enough.
All right.
It's a beautiful day, but life goes on, and if you want it to go on peacefully, pay attention, do your work.
Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
God bless you. Bye.
Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets on Robin Hood Radio, and a reminder on Cover Your Assets. All opinions expressed are those of the person that gives them and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Robin Hood Radio, Tri-State Public Communications, The Bargain Barn, also CATV6 and CATV252, and the Robin Hood Radio Network.